This is a Fed Eyes recording of Pam Kearse in May of 2013.
I grew up probably being the oldest child, and our parents died young, so I took on the responsibility of the family, and then I also did that in my own marriage and children and in jobs. I probably, more than most people, worry more, take on more responsibility, and I always thought that was a good thing. But looking back, I can see that that probably over the years added up, you know, the stress and contributed to the health problems. Now, I feel like most of my life I was pretty healthy until I turned about 50, and I guess I was going through menopause, where I noticed I was gaining weight. So my daughter was getting married, and so it was important to me to lose weight. And so I started exercising. First I started like 1 hour a day on the treadmill, and I cut back on eating, but that wasn't working. I was drinking a lot of Diet Coke, drinking a lot of black coffee to keep from eating. I was skipping meals. Then I started exercising 2 and 3 hours a day and lifting weights, and on the weekend go on day hikes, just doing all of that, trying to lose weight, but I was not losing weight. When I went to the doctor, they just said, you know, to keep on, that, you know, I would lose weight. But then I started not feeling well, and I didn't know what was wrong. I kept going to the doctor, but they couldn't really tell me. And I guess I was on a visit to my aunt's, and I almost collapsed. And so when I went in to the doctor, it was physician's assistant. She told me that my thyroid was, I was hypothyroid, and also my blood sugar was a little bit high. I was right on the borderline of being a diabetic, and then my cholesterol was high, and my blood pressure was not right. Well, I was just devastated. My mother had died being a diabetic. She was a type 1 diabetic, and I had see her go through losing her legs and all, and I just, you know, did not want that to happen to me. You know, I had 2 children, had a husband. But she gave me some medicine for my thyroid, which she gave me 100 milligrams of the Synthroid. And I said, what about exercise? And she said, continue to exercise. You know, exercise is good for you. So I took the Synthroid and continued to exercise. And then I started having heart palpitations. I did not know what was wrong, and I started getting worse, and I went back to the doctor, and I had them to test me, and they said then I was hyperthyroid. They'd given me too much medication. And my heart rate was crazy. My blood pressure was sky high. In fact, there in the office, they had to give me 2 Clonidin. Usually they give you 1 to get it down, but they gave me 2, and it still wouldn't go down. And so they gave me the highest dose of enalapril, and she just told me to go home and not really do anything. But then I started having more palpitations, so I went in the hospital, and they said I was dehydrated. The doctor had prescribed to me a diuretic. I don't know what the name was, but they said it was stronger than Lasix. So the doctor there at the hospital said, what in the world are you doing on this diuretic? You need to be off of this. And I needed to be not take the Synthroid and just don't do anything but rest. You know, your body is just overdone. I said, I've been exercising. No, that's the worst thing you can do when your thyroid is messed up, and when you over-exercise, it messes you up. My blood sugar was high. So I went home, and for the first time in my life, I rested. I did not exercise. I didn't even go into work. And they told me to eat. So I started eating right, not a lot of food, but eating right. That was the month of December, and miraculously, everything started going back to normal. My blood pressure, my blood sugar, everything started going back, and that's when I started researching about the thyroid and blood sugar and blood pressure and all the different connections. And the research I found was that, well, I also had a test for my cortisol, and that was a saliva test, and it showed that my cortisol, which is a stress hormone, was extremely high in the morning. So in all of my research, I figured out that I had put myself in that situation with, I think, all the years of worrying and all of the over-exercising, and then I think the over-medication with the diuretic and the Synthroid just sent my body into complete stress. So once I stopped all of that, shut it down, and then started learning, you know, I cut out caffeine, I cut out vegetable oil, and I'll just use olive oil or butter and try to go to farmer's markets, eat lots of vegetables, cut out the fried foods, and I got on the schedule. I learned it's not good to skip meals, and got on a schedule with sleeping too. Well, that's one part of the story. The other part that I didn't tell about, it was in 2007. The reason I remember that is the year that my brother passed away, but I worked at Clemson University, and a group there wanted to go to the health fair. I had never been to one before. I had worked at Clemson. I retired there for 32 years, but this was a few years ago, and I went, and as I was just walking along, you know, they had the booth set up, and there was a guy that said, come over and get your eye pressures tested. Well, I didn't even know what eye pressures were. I'd never heard of that. I thought, well, you go get your vision tested, they just test, you know, to see if you're 20/20 or whatever. So I went over there, and he said, well, your pressures are a little bit high. They're 23. You really need to go to an ophthalmologist and get this checked out. He said, is it bad? He said, it's not real bad, but you just need to watch it. So I went. I remember that was in October, but I set up the appointment, which I went the next January. So that was January 2008. And they were still 23, and the ophthalmologist said, we'll just keep an eye on it. Well, I didn't think much about it, but it was the next year when I went. It was 26, and he was really upset with me. He said, we really need to watch this. It's going up. And the next time when I went, it was 31. So he put me on Tylenol, and it did not work for me. My eyes burned. And when I went back in, my pressures had only gone down to 26. So he changed me to Travitan, which the next time when I went in, it did take it down to 21. But the next time I went in, it had gone back up to 26. So he put me on another drop to take morning and night along with the Travitan, which did lower it. But after just a few months, it became burning and itching, and my eyes were so red. Everybody that where I was working was commenting, what is wrong with your eyes? So I went back, and he told me that he would have to take me off those drops, but I could still stay on the Travitan, but I would have to have surgery, because laser surgery in order to reduce the eye pressures, because they would probably go back up. Well, all of this is during this same period of time when I was changing my health habits and, you know, starting to really make a conscious effort not to be stressed, and over-exercising is a stress. At work, I could be a worrier. At home, I could be a worrier. I started taking, you know, leisure walks and reading and trying to do things that are fun, trying to laugh, try to watch movies, things that I just really hadn't done in my life because I had had been so much on responsibility and work, you know, goal-oriented. So I had to totally change myself into being relaxed and knowing that it's more important to be healthy and to enjoy your family and to enjoy your work instead of feeling like you have to do this, you have to do this. So it was a few months later when I went back, the surgery was scheduled, and I went in and the girl checked me first and she said, my pressures were 17. She said, I can't believe this. She said, you're probably not going to have surgery. I said, what? She said, well, I'll get Dr. Fleming, that's who my doctor is in Anderson, to check too. And he checked and he said the same thing. For now, you're not going to have surgery because you're, even though you got off the medicine, I was still taking the Trevitan, though, your pressures are fine. And it's been a year later and my pressures are still fine. I've had the vision field test, and they also did a test where they took a picture of the optic nerve in each eye, and I have no damage at all. So they were just perfect. So Dr. Fleming is very pleased, and he says, whatever you're doing, just keep doing it. So I do take the Trevitan at night, and I continue to try to control my stress. I live here in Atlanta now, and I walk the Comet Trail with my daughter. I don't try to run, and, you know, I continue to eat right. I don't worry so much about my weight. Unbelievably, once I started resting and eating right, I lost 30 pounds without even trying. It was unbelievable. I do not have to take any medicine for diabetes. At first, they said the metformin, which I think I took it a month or two. But now my blood sugar is completely normal. My A1C was 5.3, and I eat fine. My cholesterol, at one point, I was taking 40 milligrams of the Lipitor, and then I did get totally off. But now I take 5 milligrams a day, which is half the lowest dose, and I probably wouldn't have to take that. But my cholesterol was 240, so I'm taking the 5 milligrams. And my blood pressure is completely under control, and my eye pressures are too. So there was a situation there. If I had continued on that road I was going, I probably would have ended up being a diabetic with, I don't know what would have happened to my eyes. But because of all the changes, I really think a big part of it was stress that controlled everything in me just deciding, stop. It's not important to, you know, to kill yourself to get the job done. It's not important to 2 hours every day on a treadmill. There's lots more important things because you want to be around here. So I guess that's my story.
I was going to say, it seems like your ability to observe and evaluate what's happening in your own life, your own health, that seems to be key, to be able to make those personal decisions.
Well, I will tell you, the physicians, I don't know physicians everywhere, but they weren't at first cooperative because I was asking for, you know, test results. And in thyroid, the T3, the T4, they said, oh, you don't need that. I said, well, yes, I do. And I did notice, you know, once my T3 started getting better, then I was better. Because at first, just giving you, you know, checking the TSH, that may not tell you the whole story. You know, I was just doing a lot of research on the different kinds of tests. And then I do notice this, and this is what my physician, she didn't know. With my blood sugar, I said, I think it's because of the over-exercising. When I would exercise, once I got a meter, I could test this, but my blood sugar would be fine before I exercised. But if I would go and exercise for 2 hours, right when I got back, my blood sugar would be fine. But then later that night, it went up to 180. And that was a stress. And once I got my cortisol levels normal, because when I had the saliva test, they were high, once I started quit exercising and not being stressed and got my cortisol levels, then that helped. My blood sugar is fine. She didn't believe me at first, but when I showed her, she said, "You are right." And then she's been helping some patients with the same kind of thing that have been over-exercising or people who are under extreme stress. So stress does very much affect your blood sugar. If you over-exercise. And so, like, you know, we talked about the thyroid before and the blood sugar. And I think with my blood pressure, it was the cortisol, too. And the diuretic, they should have never given me that diuretic, and that was causing stress on my body. And I haven't taken a diuretic since.
Yeah.
So I don't even know why I was prescribed it. I think doctors just, I don't know if somebody comes in with high blood pressure or something and they just give them a diuretic, and they ought to find out what's the core cause. And they never once told me even what to eat and what not to eat or anything.
No.
It's just give you the medicine. So
no, yeah, you're in charge of your own health, aren't you? You really have to be. They they provide such valuable technical information, but the whole picture has to be managed by yourself and your own research. And in fact, this is what FitEyes really is all about, is analyzing your own, and those who are monitoring their own eye pressure, who have more serious eye problems than you do probably, are able to control it by controlling their stress and other factors in their lives. And so this is an excellent confirmation of how stress, cortisol, and these other factors will affect so many things in your life. And
you can't always control it. I mean, there's been days at work, you know, I will get stressed, and there's been, like, I know there was, like, last year, two different days I got extremely stressed, and I took my blood sugar later, and my blood sugar had gone up. Even, you know, I've got it under control now, but it goes up. Mine does under the stress, and so I just try to go for a walk, try to read a book, watch a movie.
Yeah.
Watching movies or getting into something that's funny really helps me with the stress. Or reading a book, because you get lost and you experience the whole, like you're in a whole different world. Being with my children, you know, just that helps.
Thank you for listening to this FitEyes recording of Pam Kirsch, recorded in May of 2013.